From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Donald Trump has stepped up his search Tuesday for a Secretary of State with loyalists at loggerheads over prospective candidates. Critic Mitt Romney, scandal-clad General David Petraeus, or Senator Bob Corker. Trump's quest for America's next top diplomat, the most prestigious position in the cabinet, and the statesman who will have to grapple with foreign crisis and wars has been mired in internal divisions. We continue following the chartered airplane that carried a Brazilian First Division soccer team that crashed near Medellin on its way to its finals, killing 76 people. Colombian officials now say six people have survived. The airplane was chartered by a local, by an airline in Venezuela. The plane had declared an emergency and lost radar contact just before 10 p.m. on Monday evening because of an electrical failure, according to aviation authorities. Meanwhile, an investigation continues as well as rescue efforts. Syrian government forces have captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They're threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat in the rebel-held areas, with up to 16,000 civilians fleeing from the area. Militants attacked an army base near the Indian city of Jammu Tuesday, killing at least seven security personnel. They've also taken hostages, according to local officials. Indian army casualties included five soldiers and two officers. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Wednesday on new and tighter sanctions against North Korea. The move is for its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy grew even faster than initially thought in the third quarter. It's based in large part on a jump in goods and services spending. The information comes from the U.S. Commerce Department Tuesday. In their revised GDP report, the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 3.2%. That's 3/10 higher than the initial estimate published last month. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has asked Parliament to decide how and when she can give up power over an influence-peddling scandal, taking the country's political crisis deeper into uncharted terrain. The Democratic Party rejected Park's offer, calling it a ploy to escape being impeached, and said it would continue efforts to bring an impeachment motion in Parliament, and they hope to do that by Friday. VOA's Brian Padden is in Seoul and has more details.
She has come to the conclusion that she cannot stay in office. She is trying to still dictate the terms for how she will leave, and she keeps trying to maintain some sort of presence and hold on power, but she keeps negotiating it away as the pressure builds on her. Today was the first day that she openly said she is willing to resign. So it seems to be that it now is becoming a question of how and when and not if.
South Africa Wednesday begins a major clinical trial of an experimental vaccine against the AIDS virus. Scientists have great hopes for this. More than 30 years of efforts to develop an effective vaccine for HIV have not been fruitful. And for the first time since the virus was identified, they have found a promising candidate. This is to be one of the biggest clinical trials involving disease ever undertaken. Qatar and France promised more than $1 billion in financial support for Tunisia. It comes at an investment conference on Tuesday that's aimed at reviving the country's struggling economy. One of the heirs to the Fiat automobile fortune, Lapo Elkan, has been arrested in New York for allegedly faking his own kidnapping, according to police Tuesday. It comes as there are reports that he was trying to pay for a weekend of debauchery. According to several U.S. media outlets, Elkan is a grandson of the legendary Fiat founder Gianni Agnelli, and he tried to make his family believe that he'd been kidnapped when he ran out of money during a two-day bender of sex and drugs. The 39-year-old Italian playboy reportedly spent time with a transgender prostitute and ran low on funds. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.